Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host, and I am so delighted to have a guest on today, Dr. Janine Krause, who I met through podcasting. She is amazing and has a podcast called the Health Fix Podcast, F-I-X, with over 350 episodes. Dr. Janine Krause is a naturopathic doctor. She's an acupuncturist and has over 17 years of clinical practice. You can work with her virtually or in person. And with that, Dr. Janine, I'm going to bring you into the stream. Welcome.
Thanks, Lisa.
How are you today?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm so delighted to have you on because you had me on the Health Fix podcast where we talked about emotional vulnerability, and I really felt a resonance with you and wanted to bring you on to have a conversation about how you approach health. And I wondered where you'd like to begin with that.
Oh gosh, you know, probably we could dive right into how the emotional side of things shows up in the body. We could definitely dive into that. That's a big conversation I like to have with folks.
I'd love to. Let's do that. How do you share that with individuals that might not have made that connection between their emotions and resulting physical experiences?
You know, good question. One of the things that most of us can resonate with is that the more we come stressed, the more our shoulders kind of creep up and we start to wear them for earrings. And so I'll often have folks, you know, be like, so let's take a look at where your shoulders are right now. And let's take a, you know, little touch to the top of your shoulder and see how tight that is. And for most people, that is definitely a, okay, yes, the more I get stressed, the harder it is for me to kind of pull my shoulders down. Another one is tight jaws overnight. A lot of people can relate with grinding of their teeth. And then some folks can relate with waking up in the morning and having their hands in like a fist position and like having to really like open their fingers and stretch them. So that's kind of a couple ways that I'll lean into that or ease into that discussion.
And what if people are experiencing one or several of those things with tight shoulders, grinding the teeth at night, or waking up with their hands clenched?
It means that we've got some work to do. The body is really holding on to some stuff.
And how do you work with people to help our bodies not hold on to those kind of things in the same way and start to relax and open?
Great question. So one of the biggies is first finding awareness. Kind of like with your book, Chiron Effect, that's why I was so, you know, finding it so resonant with what I do is that, you know, for a lot of us, it's observing ourselves, observing our habits, observing our behaviors. And so I have people start on the weekend or on a weekday when they're a little bit less busy, let's put it that way, and observe yourself for a day and see what happens in certain situations. You get stressed, what happens? You get nervous, what happens? You know, a lot of times we don't take the time to connect. And sometimes it'll take folks a couple of days to really get it all together. And so I'll start there. Then from there, we start to look at vagus nerve things. And I can go into that too.
No, I would love to hear more. I've been reading a lot lately about the vagus nerve and how significant of a role it plays in how much anxiety we experience. And I've been using meditation to harmonize, to have my hand over my solar plexus to connect with my vagus nerve. Can you speak more about this in some detail? I'm really interested to learn more.
Yeah. So the vagus nerve goes to every part of our body. It is our fight or flight, but it's also our rest, digest, and chill system. Mm. And so it's part of, if folks are familiar, something called the autonomic nervous system. We have both of those going on. Unfortunately, with our society, we tend more towards that fight or flight. And so what I'll have people do is a couple little tricks, if you will. And we see how you feel based on trying a couple of these tricks. One of my favorites is laying down and putting my legs up on a couch or a chair or a bed and just laying there for 5 minutes breathing. Put the phone away, put everything away, no TV, just lay there and then get up and see how you feel. That is called positional parasympathetic breathing for a reason. Legs higher than your heart is going to calm the system. Now, if someone has trouble getting on up and down off the floor, I will have thumbs go into the ears, not in the ear holes, but in those ridges just above the ear holes.
Okay.
Press in and back a little bit. And I call it moose ears, kind of joking, but you could put it to your fingers to the top of your head if it feels weird to you. Holding there is 0.0 in the acupuncture world. Wow. And if you have a wristband on that's monitoring heart rate, you can see your heart rate go down by pressing that point. Super cool. I have an Instagram where I show my heart rate going down while I'm doing it. And so that's another spot that I'll check on folks and have folks see how they feel, how they respond. And if those two seem to go well, the next step is I take a vibrational type of tool. You can use a vibrating, like a toothbrush, basically. So the mechanical toothbrushes, and we put them here where the carotid artery bifurcates. So it kind of separates between what goes up into the brain and what goes to the scalp. And it's right in line with where you swallow. And going just lateral a little bit. And it's kind of like where you feel your pulse. Don't press in hard at all, one side at a time. And you put that mechanical toothbrush right there. And a lot of folks can feel their bodies just go. And the blood pressure goes down. They feel chill. So these are some of the techniques that I use as practice, but also techniques to see what resonates with someone. And if someone feels better doing those, which I'm going to be honest, most of us are stuck in fight or flight mode. You're going to feel better with those. Then we move to the next step going, okay, let's look at your gut. Let's look at your heart. Let's look at what's going on with your liver. All of these organs are significantly out of balance because of the vagus nerve.
You're making me think of Chinese medicine, and I want to draw in your expertise as an acupuncturist as well. The liver, the spleen.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, Chinese medicine is thousands of years old. And while they didn't coin the term vagus nerve, they connected all of these different organs and kind of laid it out as a platform for us to understand, like, oh, someone gets stressed, the liver gets stuck. So this liver qi stagnation concept, if anyone's ever heard of that, really what they're saying is that when you get stressed, your liver doesn't detoxify well. It doesn't bring blood flow through it well. So you become slightly toxic. You have trouble with your gallbladder. And they'll even talk about stuff with the gallbladder too, as it progresses. And then spleen, digestive system. So spleen, stomach in the Chinese world also. And they all have connections back to, if you are stressed, X, Y, and Z happens. And it's to the T.
How do you diagnose this, Dr. Janine, when someone comes in to know where to begin, be it with acupuncture or naturopathic medicine?
Sure. So usually the first way it goes, it's going to be asking a lot of questions. I do forms. I'm not a fan of them because I feel like they're easily blown over, you know, doctor. Okay. You know, and so I like to ask, and I have series of questions in how I do it. And so I'm looking at every single body system, from the skin to the heart, to what's going on, even in the bladder and things of that nature. So I ask a lot of questions. Then from there, I'm going to determine, okay, what would be my kind of differential, let's say, at diagnosis in my head. And then I'm going to look at tongue and pulse. I still do those things. And if someone is on a Zoom with me, obviously I can't look at their pulse, but I can see their tongue and I can see their face. And I can see a lot just from the face and coloring and what's going on.
Yes.
As well.
Mm-hmm. So my little sister is an acupuncturist for animals, for dogs, cats, and horses. And I've been a long time receiver of acupuncture. And there's so many meridians. When I look at even the chart in the office of Dr. Jeannie, is it thousands? Like, and often where I felt pain, the needle isn't even going there. It's going somewhere else. And it's such a complex and beautiful system that I feel like in another lifetime, I would be doing some more of what you're doing. How does it work? That, because I feel really relaxed in the sessions. Like, how does this even work? Because to me, it's kind of magical.
It does seem quite magical. I mean, honestly, it starts with the needles going in. It creates an endorphin reaction because they're needles, right? And all of us are like, oh my gosh, needles, right? We've been more or less primed to think about blood draw needles and be a little afraid of them. And so it does kick up a little bit of a reaction, but the endorphins will eventually kick in and then the nervous system will see that and start to calm. But at the same time, we have, yes, all of these channels, we have 14 main ones plus 8 extraordinaries and then all of the points, yes, thousands of points, depending on what system you're adding in at any given time. And so what happens when you tap in a needle into a specific channel, now what we have is sodium and potassium and chloride moving and magnesium moving and calcium moving. And so really what acupuncture does on a really minute level to help you calm is it gets your circulation going in a good calm way, because most of us are stuck. We're just
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so circulation moving. What? Mm-hmm. How often do you recommend acupuncture for someone?
You know, in the typical society, it's 2 times a week is doable for someone who's trying to really get their body in a state of calm, and then I use it in conjunction with mindset work, of course, and all of that, just to kind of jumpstart you. Then from there, you can break it out to once a month, things of that nature. You don't have to do it twice a week. It's just that ramping up period.
Okay. And I want to tie in your podcast, The Health Fix, because mm-hmm. you have over 350 episodes. You've been doing this a long time. What inspired you and what keeps you going after this long and this many episodes?
You know, I love talking to folks like you because as every time I learn something, you know, I get to connect with the folks I do the podcast with, but also it's education. I feel like there is so much out there that unfortunately is getting clouded by, you know, popular mainstream things. And I just really am committed to sending the word out that we have so much more ability to heal ourselves. We don't all the medications and things of that nature. And so, yeah, I just keep doing it on my mission to help everyone become their own best doctor.
I really am with you on our body's ability and propensity and even desire to heal mm-hmm. itself when we support it in the ways that it needs to do that. And I've always been one to turn to more naturopathic remedies as well, acupuncture, things that have been around, like you said, for thousands of years and help people over a pharmaceutical when that's possible, because there aren't the negative side effects. Again, when that's possible. You also talk a lot about peptides, which I love because I know about a few I have taken, and forgive my mispronunciation, like Pamelor or Pamelorin and BPC. Mm-hmm. What are the roles of peptides? Because I feel like this is kind of like new for a lot of people.
Sure. So peptides are protein fragments that we have within our body already. They have been isolated. So they are synthetic because that's just how we have to isolate them to put them back into the body. And oh gosh, I love them. The BPC 157 sounds like a German U-boat, but it's really my favorite peptide out of all of them. It's so regenerative for healthy, like for gut, but also for any healing of tendons, ligaments, sprains, strains, issues. So yeah, peptides are what you already have inside of you. We've mimicked it, made it synthetic. Yes, there's that kind of thing. Folks could argue that, but I have to be honest. I've seen some amazing progress with the BPC. I love, AOD64 is something for metabolism and weight loss. I love CJC1295 and Ipamorelin. Those are great growth hormone boosters. We have a lot of things in the peptide realm that can be incredibly helpful for us. Cerebrolysin is another one that is for brain function. It's a big nootropic, and is one of my favorites. And now we have companies that are putting them into capsules versus having to inject. And there's compounding pharmacies doing this too. So it's we're building in the realm of peptides for sure.
You know, when I take BPC, it's either a spray under my tongue or it's been a capsule. Is there, mm-hmm. and I know there's the injectable form that you can mm-hmm. order. I haven't done that. Is it as effective to use, say, a spray under your tongue or a capsule?
I like the capsule for the gut. Okay. I like the injectables, to be honest, above, like if there's a shoulder sprain, strain, or tendon ligament issue, because you can direct it right there. The sprays and the topicals, there's a little bit of question of getting it in fully, because the size of the peptide BPC is a little tricky to get across the tissue. But the spray under the tongue, you can get into the bloodstream much faster. So I would just say, if folks are seeing things where they're coming out as a topical, I would be a little leery of topical creams. But okay. the rest of them, like the sprays you were using, things like that, definitely can be useful.
I appreciate that. And will you say more about nootropics?
Oh, yeah. My favorite for the brain in particular out of peptides is cerebrolysin. Love it. It will give you a big boost. It used to only be injectable. Now we have something called CerebroPept from a company called Integrative Peptides. It's one of my favorite.
That's where I get my BPC from, Integrative Peptides. I'm a distributor.
Great company.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite for nootropics. I mean, there are others, but hands down, CerebroPept is kind of like my go-to for those.
Okay, so you recommend this to people and they can get it through you as well if somebody's listening and interested?
Yep.
Awesome. You know, I want to share with our audience about Magic Mind. It's a drink that I take in the morning with ashwagandha and cordyceps mushrooms and really good things. And I'll bring you back on in just a couple of minutes, Dr. Janine.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So y'all, I am powered by Magic Mind. It is a little herbaceous shot that's 2 ounces. I drink it alongside my morning coffee because it is made of ceremonial grade matcha, which has a compound called L-theanine in it, which really extends the positive attributes of caffeine, having to do with focus, being able to have some patience and hang in there longer. The cordyceps mushrooms, the lion's mane mushrooms, ashwagandha help me to feel relaxed. There's vitamin C, there's turmeric in it, and some just beautiful ingredients that really help our body to replenish. And I want to offer it to you at 56% off with a monthly subscription or 20% off a single order. Go to magicmind.co/Lisa and use code Lisa. It will also be in the show notes. And Magic Mind, I thank you for your delicious and effective product. Do you take any kind of things like that with cordyceps mushrooms, lion's mane mushrooms? I'm curious what supplements you take.
Great question. So yes, I have a combination that I made for myself with the company called Vitamin Lab. So they're out of British Columbia. And yes, I have all the mushrooms in there, okay. Everyone you could possibly think of. And I also have L-theanine as well, and rhodiola and some ashwagandha. So all the good things in there. So very similar to what you're talking about with Magic Mind.
I think it's so important. And in your work, you also talk about, and I'm just going to look at a reset, rebalance, and reimagine formula that helped you when you noticed at some point, and please correct me if I'm mistaken, you noticed your energy levels kind of dropped and you were kind of like, no, I'm wanting to know how to maintain my energy as even I get older, you know, calendar time. Is that accurate in how you created the system? And will you tell us more about that, your process?
Yeah, sure. So I created it in conjunction with working with patients who were experiencing very similar symptoms as I was experiencing, just started to become overwhelmed easy, felt like I was losing my mind, and felt like I was just becoming someone that I wasn't. And I'm like, something is wrong here. So first and foremost, had to get some hormone testing to see okay, what's happening? Of course, I'm heading into perimenopause. I'm at that age. And my cortisol was completely tanked. I thought it would be super high. It was actually very low. So I had really pushed my adrenals. Of course, I was training for some things at that time and doing some CrossFit and probably pushed, not probably, I know I did. I was doing two a days. I was trying to lose some weight. Wow. I just really did all the wrong things.
Okay.
As a doc, even I knew better, but here I did it. So, yep. And that was my process of just resetting first, rebalancing, and then reimagining what life looks like as I get older. And here we are. Here we are.
What changes did you make to bring yourself back into balance? Still loving to do those things physically and such.
Sure. I had to sleep. That's one. I had a really bad insomnia issue going on, and I would sleep about 3 to 4 hours a night. Let's put it that way. And so I really made a commitment to sleep. I made a commitment to putting my legs up and breathing, the positional parasympathetic breathing, after every workout to bring my cortisol levels down after the workout. And then it really had to do with discovering what stressed me out, where my mind started going, the thoughts in my head, and taking those thoughts and turning them to benefit me, but also really looking at what was triggering my stress and had to restructure my life to fit what I really wanted and where I wanted to go.
That makes a lot of sense. So much sense, in fact. And are you still working with people in person in Tacoma, Washington, and in California?
In Tacoma, Washington, I am. In Montana, I'm also licensed. I have a few folks there. I don't practice out of California at this time. Wisconsin is my other place where I see a couple folks in person. Most of the time now, I am virtual, though, and doing a lot of telehealth.
Oh, that's wonderful. So people can be anywhere and reach out to you as a result of something you've said today that really strikes their curiosity or their need to work with you. Dr. Janine, when you spoke about what test is it that you found out about your, you said you blew out, forgive my medical, is it blood tests that determine these levels that you mentioned?
I actually looked at my saliva cortisol levels combined with my saliva hormones. And I looked at the Dutch test to see how I was metabolizing my hormones. As a whole, I combine the two together.
Okay. And are these things that you use with people that you work with if needed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Absolutely. So cool to even get a baseline. Because sometimes to me, I wonder, how do we even know where we are to have any kind of comparison or knowledge about what would help us be more optimal?
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great baseline to look at these. The Dutch test, really, for most women, we don't have to keep repeating it because we can see, okay, now we know how we metabolize these hormones. The saliva is really great for seeing what's happening in your tissues. You can do blood hormone levels. It's not out of the ordinary. It just shows what's happening in that moment. I like the longer term in terms of the saliva. And then also looking at thyroid, looking at insulin resistance, these kind of things too. And I look way more than your average quick scan on the thyroid. We have a lot of markers that are not being looked at. And then vitamin and mineral deficiencies are other things to take a look at too.
Wow. Okay. This is awesome. And I love that, as you said in the very beginning of our time, that often paper questionnaires or online questionnaires, people are like, oh yeah, I'm fine, because it's tedious. So I sense you have really beautiful dialogues and conversations with the people you work with to really get at what needs to happen here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like making a connection with folks is hugely important versus just looking at a sheet that we can fill out. And yes, it has basic information, but till you talk to someone, you just don't find out those little intricacies that could be huge players into what's happening in their world.
Yes. You also talk in your work that struck me so much that I wrote it down. We're familiar with aging accelerators. You talk about decelerators, aging decelerators. Will you talk to us about that? Some things Sure. we can do and what you recommend?
Absolutely. So this is going to be very close to what you do as, you know, in therapy. It's really the mind. We can age ourselves so fast, but just by what we think and how we think about things. So number one, that's one of the big aging decelerators. The other one is diet. Of course, most folks have heard that one. Peptides are another big game changers when it comes to decelerating. We also talked about adaptogenic herbs today. So the cordyceps, also nootropics, they kind of go hand in hand. Those kind of things will decelerate. And then getting a hold of your inflammation. So I mentioned the vagus nerve, which is in charge of fight or flight and rest, digest, and chill mode. If you can dial in the vagus nerve, you can reduce your inflammation. If you can work on the vagus nerve and the liver together, you can reduce inflammation. So, and cellular health, of course, is another big thing with the mitochondria and all those little factories. So those types of areas, looking at how it's functioning, looking at your current symptoms, your habits, thoughts, and working backwards to balance it all out.
Dr. Janine, you're hitting on all the things that I've been so interested to learn more about, even with the mitochondria. I started taking NAD supplementation, and is that something that you found effective? I'm curious about.
Yeah. We have different variations of NAD. NAD plus is kind of the hot one right now. NMN was for a little bit till it was taken away from us, unfortunately. So at this point, yes, NAD is one of the great things for the cells. Pomegranate extract is another hot thing that folks are looking at for the mitochondria. Coenzyme Q10. Something called PQQ. I mean, there are lots of different things. What I usually encourage folks to do before you're spending tons of money on stabbing in the dark at like what's going to be the thing for you, you could consider looking at something called an organic acids test. This tells you how your mitochondria work. And so NAD, it would show up in there like, okay, do I need NAD? Do I need a derivative? Like, so NAD is part of that. Okay. So it tells us more. We can dive in more. But yes, I do like NAD in certain situations. It's spendy, so we want to make sure it's good for us.
Okay, and you do this as well. You help us identify what we need versus what we don't need. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're awesome. Yeah. For real. Like really approaching, like not so much like throwing something on the wall and seeing if it sticks. Like really analyzing.
Yeah, I geek out over what's going on in someone's body and pairing it up with symptoms and kind of really sitting down and going, okay, what the heck's going on here? And genetics sometimes has some to do with it too. Sometimes we'll do a DNA test from DNA company, but a lot of times I'm going to look at what's currently going on, match it up with the symptoms when things started, and just go back like a detective and sleuth it out. And chances are just using, you know, conversations with folks and possibly, you know, I've gone to people's houses for some of my clients and, you know, we sit there, we talk, we look around, we figure out what the issue is. And so just big time sleuthing.
You're so important, Dr. Janine, the way that you really, I can tell, really get into the person's health that you're working with, like in every way.
Yeah. I like, you know, when I get a certain case, I like to take time and think about that person. Sounds kind of weird. I know people are like, what? You're thinking about me at 3 a.m.? Of course I am. Cause I'm trying to, you know, my head is going like, okay, you know, you told me this, we got this. I'm putting the puzzle together.
Yeah.
I'm writing, I have graphs. I geek out on that. I love doing that. I do too
as a therapist. Sometimes I'll think of someone and it's like, oh my gosh, this is it. I think this will be helpful. And because I love this. So I'm curious, what are you excited about coming up, Dr. Janine? Like something for you in the future or even now happening?
Yeah, right now I've just started to create more group programs. I've been doing a lot of one-on-one for a long time. And so I just started the Reset, Rebalance, and Reimagine group program. And that's what I'm really excited about, because having women come together and chat together about the experience of getting older and the different intricacies that they're going, you know, different things they're going through. It's fun to have a group of ladies that are all trying to, you know, get better every day. So I love working in the group setting. It's just been really fun.
Oh, that's excellent. And I just like, I feel like I could keep talking to you and asking questions. I love what you do and I love who you are. And I appreciate you taking your time today. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Gosh, you know, the biggest thing I can recommend to anybody is the more curious you're about yourself, just be curious, take some time to slow down and find out why you do the things you do, and you'll be able to go back and sleuth things out a lot better the more curious you become, finding out, you know, if you've had symptoms that you're like, I can't get this X, Y, or Z to go away. I don't know what happened. Look back at when it started and get real curious about yourself. You will find some answers.
And I love that you're really behind the why instead of just taking something, the why, to make sure it's really what's needed. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important.
Yeah,
and absolutely. That's important to you.
It is. It is. I don't like folks, you know, unfortunately, in my industry with naturopaths, we're known for like, here's your bucket of supplements. I want people to be taking things that are targeted and for a purpose. And hopefully, you know, getting down to a minimum of just vitamins and mineral nutrients that we need on a baseline level over time.
Absolutely. Dr. Janine, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I look forward to having more conversations with you in the future about health and well-being.
I'm all for it.
Have the best rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That concludes today's show with Dr. Janine Krause. It will be in the show notes how you can find her online. Dr. Janine's website is Dr. DrKrause. ND for naturopathicdoctor.com. You can find her on Instagram at Dr. Janine Krause, that's just DR, as well as on YouTube at Health Fix Podcast and on Facebook at Dr. Janine Krause. I will have all of that in the show notes. I just send you all my love and really consider your health and the symptoms you might be experiencing today. Is Dr. Janine someone to reach out to help you identify what is needed to have more well-being and health in your life? I'll see you next week.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation